Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy for the United States, the world, and you. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about this project for peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. It is my greatest pleasure to be serving today as your guide in this special meditation, and also to welcome you to this sacred circle. Sacred means holy. And that is truly what we're doing. We are doing divine work. We are here to help transform the world consciousness for all things dealing with the economy in the United States, in the greater world, in our world and our immediate life. And we do so by opening ourselves up to be divine vessels, instruments of peace, to bring forth true peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we start our meditation, I've been guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 165. Fear constricts the pipeline of abundance. Fear constricts the pipeline of abundance. Abundance is your birthright. It is your assurance that there is limitless supply of plenty for every aspect of your life, for every physical, mental, spiritual need. It is your awareness and trust in the source of the supply that ultimately determines your level of abundance. When we put our faith in people, systems, government, and organizations, we are invariably disappointed, as in our current times. We learn fear and experience periods of ups and downs, and may believe that some people, countries, are meant to have more or not have more, that there is a duality among individuals, companies, countries, and even ourselves. When we put our faith in the true source of all supply, the universal power of God, this higher being that resides in each of us, there is always more than enough. You can observe the degree of abundance flowing into your life by your awareness of what you put your faith in and how you feel. Be love. Be peace. Be harmony. Your cup runneth over with abundance. Now under grace. All is well. Well, we'll keep that message in mind as we participate in today's meditation. I invite you now to breathe into your heart center. Simply breathe into your heart center. Nice, simple breath. And if you wish, extend your arms out just ever so gently, as wide as you like, and really embrace the angelic being who you are. Know that your arms are truly your angel wings. At any moment, you may fly off to wherever you want in absolute peace and harmony, bringing peace and harmony. And we start with our breath. As we breathe inside to our heart center now, in and out, in and out. Allow yourself to float deeper and deeper inside, and you'll notice it's like a cosmos inside. It's like the evening sky inside, and there's a light calling you, a bright, bright light. Breathe into that light. That light goes by many names. Your higher self, your Christ self. Breathe into the light of your being as you continue to breathe into your heart center. And as you breathe into that center of your being, the core of your being, and follow the light, you may notice that it seems to get brighter and brighter, wider and wider, vibrating back to you. the breath that you are sending it, the breath of love, the breath of peace. This is a healing breath because it brings pure peace to every cell and atom of your being. And all you do is simply breathe in, and with our consciousness, we are breathing into the light. We are truly aware of the power within. By continuing to breathe into our heart center, we're acknowledging this power within, and we're bringing peace to our consciousness now. As we bring peace to every cell and atom of our being, for your heart knows exactly what to do with your breath. It radiates it out to every cell and atom of your being through the passageways of your body, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries. Every blood vessel carries this pure love essence, this pure healing breath. Simply breathing into your heart center, knowing you are one with the light that resides inside of you. This is the true source of all power. It's within each of us. It is always there. We are never separated from it. Pure love resides inside of you. This is a place of higher wisdom. As you continue to breathe into it, feel the peace. Feel the love. Feel the warmth all around you. Get lost in this light. Feel the joy of reconnecting with it consciously now. There is never separation except in our mind. When we continue to breathe consciously into our heart center, rediscovering the light that is always there, we reconnect our mind to the source, the true source of our infinite supply. Our infinite supply of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Feel yourself truly connected with the vastness of the universe inside of you now. And if you like, drop a question about anything it is that you desire, an answer to anything that has been on your mind. Simply drop it in to this vast space of the universe inside of you and expect an answer now or in the near future. It may come forth right now, a sweet, gentle, loving voice. It's a faint voice. If it's any other kind of voice, simply know that it's not truly your divine higher self. That's a learned self, like a mother or father, a preacher, a teacher, a voice you've taken on from others. Let it go, thank it, and let it go. And another time, simply drop your question into this universe of love that resides inside of you. Expect the answer to appear, to be revealed. And if not now in this perfect place of peace, it'll just seem to magically appear through something you read, maybe something you see on TV, a person saying a passing comment. You'll recognize it. Feel this love, this absolute peace, knowing that everything you could ever want, every direction, every physical thing is here right now. All that you need to have more than enough, be filled with plenty, starts with your awareness as a pure source of potentiality within the universe inside of you. As you continue to breathe into this star center inside of you, feel the warmth radiating from it now. The brilliance that resides inside of you, and know that you are this radiating center of love. You are one with the source of all that is. You have the power to rise above any physicalities out there, any unrest out there, anything that appears less than whole out there. For you are aware of the source of infinite supply inside of you now. It's really kind of like a oven. You put in your thoughts, your desires, your requests from a place of love, and it comes out baked in any form you want. Cookies to whole loaves. You determine it with the degree of your faith. Your trust in this power. The universe, the God source, only wants your love, your happiness, your wholeness, your holiness. It starts with your willingness to come home to your true source. Inside of you. There you go. Feel that peace. Feel the energy rising inside of you like the dough put into an oven, baking and rising, becoming sweet, filled with nourishment, and all good things now. And when you're ready, you simply come back and know it is done. For anything that you could have ever requested, that or something better is always ready and already ready for you. For your higher self knows all your needs now. It's simply waiting for your request. We live in a universe that grants us free will, and it all happens with our asking inside from a place of love, with true faith, trust in the infinite supply of our God self. Take this moment to thank your higher self, to thank your God self, to thank the light inside of you, knowing that you are blessed. And as you are blessed, so are all who are in your world. And anything you focus your attention on from this place of love. Feel that goodness inside, knowing all is well. All is well when you honor yourself, knowing that you are an instrument of peace. And from this place of peace, abundance flows abundantly. And when you're ready, kind of wiggle your fingers and toes. Move your head gently back and forth. Coming back into our human consciousness. More aware than we were before at a higher level. The power and abundance here for us now. Who is truly who we are. Open your eyes so gently. Have a beautiful day. A day filled with peace, harmony, abundance. On this perfect Christmas Eve. I bless you and thank you. Namaste.